Mishnah Beis Gimel. No, we're holding Mishabura and Mishnah Beis Mishabura on Sif Beis Kut Nuzayim. So we have the case of the Karfif, which is more than Beis Asayim. So we're not going to be matter the Rebbe Chazer doesn't solve the problem. Yudayim. What then? The Seicha also the Talta Rak B'Tachal Adamas Kamavur Le'Abasim Mishim Mavav Sif Gimel. So the Issa Tilto there, because it's more than Beis Asayim, is not Hukav Adira, still remains in place. But you're allowed to take carry from there the Karfif Akhir, but Salarmer, Karfif Shukamoyu, another Karfif of the similar sort, Shemazah Yatum Beis Asayim, or Hukav Adira, so they're both the same type of place, so that's Mutter. Dilu Imanu Masik Rak Beis Asayim, because if it's less than that, see, if Karfif A is a Karmelist, because it's more than, it's not Hukav Adira, the Karfif B is not a Karmelist because it's Hukav Adira, either because it's less than Hukav Adira, or because it's, it was Hukav Adira, there's a bias there. See, either in those scenarios, the result is again we had the Rishas Yachid, you can't count Rishas Yachid, the Karmelis. Kim Shah, the Karmelis, sure, Mutter, because it's basically what it is, you're carrying from one Karmelis to the other within the Dalai Lama, says Mutter, to the Abbasim Mishim and Bab Sif Gimel. Because the Bekalim Shashab Shabasacha, the Ilu Kalim Shashab Shabasacha Bias, who will carve out Yeri Akum, Kegabla also the Tatsian and Karpavacha. But this halacha is still going to apply if it wasn't the Ruba Chatzeris amongst the different Karfifas, which I don't think is shayach, because since you don't want to carry there, there's no din of Ruba Chatzeris on it. But if so, there's no way to say I can carry from one to the other, Kalim, which came from the bias, even though it's within Dalai Lama's. Okay. So how would the case of, how to get there? I mean, the kalim which were shavas in the bias were taken by Isser to the first Karmelis, because the first Karfif, and now then they were carried by Isser from now. You want to look? You carry it to the second Karmelis? The answer is no.
Well, they were taken by Goyim.
Or Yerei Akum, right?
Without your thumb.
What?
You didn't even tell them. Just didn't stop.
Right. 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 That's a good point. Yeah. Now there is a there is the Sharatzian in Sivkot and Tess. So he says this issue, I cannot carry from my bias to the Karfif. Hanukkah Karfif, who shall automachar? Diluim Hakol Shach Lotamechod, Vani Sharla Dasarama Vasiato Shivana Biralocha. Rambam is going to allow you to carry, even though they gave a karfif which is hukaf, not ladira, they never karmelis, but they're not going to answer carrying. They're not going to answer carrying from. If it all belongs to one person, they didn't answer for the Rambam carrying from the bias to the karfif. It's all the same person's rishos. So they gave a din of a karmelis vis-a-vis a bias, but not that vite. Even according to Rashi, after the kiman shikar who munach b'karfif mutar talt mitzar abayim is l'karfif acher. Also Rashi kim l'chotz of the karfif. Sorry. Okay. Gimel. Shechet Zeris Sherozes La'arav Yachar V'hatar Avkelem Sheshavsa B'bati. Okay, so they're going to be Ma'arav together. So Ein Shechet Zeris V'achar, they don't need to do an Rubik Zeris in Chatzarei, Rubik Zeris in Chatzarei, and then another Rubik between the two of them. They can do a Rubik Zeris between all of them together as one unit. So they can take the, if they already made a Erubah Chatzer is in their Chatzer, they can then take that to the second Chatzer to then extend the ownership to both Chatzeres. Or they can take a pass from.
Thank you.
From one person can take his pass and move it over there, since there's already see, he already joined all of the members of Chatzer A. Now one person from Chatzer A took pass and brought it to Chatzer B. See, he acts as a representative of Chatzer A to bring food from Chatzer A, which now they're one big unit, to Chatzer B. That'll also work. Anyway, right. So that works if everybody has already been ma'arif together, then somebody can take his own pass and go to B, because then he acts as a part of the unit. We had cases where there was no need because there was a father with a son, etc. And we're talking about that the B'nai Chatzer Shniya, this scenario that's going to work, so B'nai Chatzer, because what he's bringing there doesn't make them more, so they have to make their own Erev. They don't need to, if they made already an Erev, they don't need to be mishtatif in that Erev with the first group. So group Chatzer 1 makes their Erev, Chatzer 2 makes their Erev, and then somebody from Chatzer A takes a pass to Chatzer B, and that makes it like a third Erev. The equivalent of a third Erev. So, Mr. Berkhoff, because they're all functioning as one person. So by the fact that they became, by virtue of the fact that they became one unit, we consider him their representative automatically. But obviously it has to work that the first group already made an error when you do this. Otherwise, what do you accomplish? It's only because they're already one unit, so then he can be the representative. Even if you do the Erev afterwards, it won't work retroactively.
Can I reserve this spot?
So he took the pass there, then they're ma'ar afterwards, and then they said that pass that you took there, we're all going to join there. So that'll work as well, because the Zman of the Chalois is later on, and by that time it's all in place. Some call the pasha al shulchan, which causes him shimon some above. So if you're aleph, there'll be shein oisim klum. Even though there's no action, but within a hachanami, mahani apa pasha loy, the kima sheir b'kvar, havi at the shliach l'kulu, because shechazim b'sama p'hedya al oisim pasha shulchan. So to make that decision later on to use that pass, it's like exactly that decision is being, he's making the decision as a representative of the whole chotzer. And the second chotzer, so if the father and the son, that situation would work for that as well. Now this works. The Bnei Chatzer Shniya also made an Erev. But to learn, Shem Bnei Chatzer Shniya Erevu Mikoidem La'atzmo. If they didn't make an Erev, you bring an Erev to them. So you bring something which doesn't make them mutter. They didn't join it. They don't want to carry, so he can't carry there either. Um, But they can use it all day. Material. You know, you're nisar b'vene chotzer zuyachad. It was a pasuk chotzer. That's the nasum rovin shtechad zeres yachad. So they already have an erev in place, which is mata their erev, their the chotzer, and then you bring the b'nei chotzer, this pass joins the two together. Right, so his issue, the reason, but otherwise it looks like you're trying to make a competing error. That's the problem. So, that's the problem. The problem is the competing error. I think that's the show. Yeah.
Forgive me for asking, where are you guys holding now? I've obviously been away for a while.
We're in Shinayin Bay, we're in Rubik HaTzeris. Hidalib. Ein Shtei HaTzeris, Bichelet Arav Yachad Elim Kein, Yihei Pesach Ben Eim, Chlon Shiyesh Bar Arbol Ag Bot Tvachim. There has to be an access point between the two for this to work. So Chatzar A and Chatzar B can become one big unit only if there's an access point. Either there's a doorway between, or there's at least a large window opening, which is 4x4 Tvachim. And part of that has to be within 10 Tvachim off the ground. So a doorway or a window like that doesn't force them to be one unit. They can be separate. They could also be one if they want. Okay.
But the window has to be 10 tvachim off the ground?
No, within 10 tvachim.
Oh, it has to be within 10.
If it's above 10 tefachim, the pshat is within the height which halacha defines as being significant, it's really close, so it's two separate areas, so they're not moored together, they're not connected together. So it has to be within 10 tefachim. Okay. But if they join through the mavui, so they're not joining between each other, they're joining out there in the mavui, and then ag of that, you're allowed to carry within the mavui, within all of the chateris, which are part of the mavui. So this has nothing to do with that. In that case, it would be a whole different concept. Now, why needs a hard cut? I'm not sure. Our Aaron work is at Rubik's Aries. Yeah, because we're making it over this the chutzner, quote unquote, is all the streets. So everybody has access into the streets.
I thought our area was where
if they have a door. You don't have to have it open. You just don't have a door. Right? As long as it can open, it's sufficient. You have people which only get in by jumping over a fence, you have a problem. That'd be very rare.
But what about if the door is like, it could open, but it never opened. It's always locked.
Doesn't make a difference. So they become one mikotzer. Once you have this access point, so then they don't have to carry through that access point. They can carry anywhere they want, right? They can carry through smaller windows, etc. The point is, it has to be that they can be seen in a lock as if they're one unit. I mean, there's a bona fide access point. So there's either a door or a window, which is 4x4. It's not enough to have the equivalent of the area of 4x4. It has to be 4 in each direction, at least 4 in each direction. So it has to have a width and a height of 4. If you're very narrow, even though it's very tall, it doesn't compensate. Let's say it's round. If you can make a square of 4x4 inside that area, if you can make it inside that area, so then you can that's fine. But part of it has to be within 10 tefachim. Let's say that it's round, so you're going to have like the round part is there. Meanwhile, the square area is above the 10 tefachim. So the circle, that the width of 10 tefachim has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because up at the Tvachim is a mechitza, there's a bona fide full mechitza between the two parties, so they cannot be dealt with as one area. Okay. So